This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Conventional wisdom has held that patients with health insurance are less likely to wind up in the emergency room. But a new study turns that thinking on its head, showing that people with Medicaid in Oregon were more likely to use the ER than those without insurance. It's a highly charged political issue as the Obama administration announced this week that nearly 4 million Americans qualify for Medicaid coverage under the Affordable Care Act. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
In health policy circles, particularly liberal health policy circles, there's a widely espoused theory. Amitaj Chandra is a health economist at Harvard.
If we insure the uninsured, they're not going to use the emergency room and they're going to use less health care. So in the long run, insuring the uninsured saves us money.
Obamacare advocates have used this argument to say insurance should be expanded. There's just one thing. That's not what happens.
It's basic economics that I would teach my students, which is when you lower the price of something, people buy more of it. That's true of apples and bananas, and it turns out it's true of, you know, of healthcare too.
That's MIT economist Amy Finkelstein, one of the report's authors, who explains in Oregon, the ER is free if you have Medicaid. What she and her team found is that people on Medicaid use the emergency room 40% more than people without insurance. But it's not just ER use that's up. Co-author Catherine Baker says it's primary care, preventive care, prescription drugs.
That doesn't mean that inefficient, good or bad. It just means that insurance makes healthcare more affordable, and that has both financial consequences and health consequences.
Based on this report, there are already estimates that increased ER use will cost taxpayers $500 million a year. This is the very definition of a political football, which is why details in this report matter. First, nearly 60% of all the people on Medicaid in the study didn't go to the ER at all over 18 months. Second, when people with private insurance were given more generous private health coverage, their health use went up too. And perhaps most important, Harvard's Amitaj Chandra says when it comes to money, this isn't where the action is.
The spending is not in the emergency room. The spending is on high-cost patients. These are cancer patients, many of them in the end of life.
With this report in hand, Chandra says it's easy to argue whether the ACA will bankrupt the country. The big question, the tough question, is how to limit care everyone agrees is inefficient and expensive, regardless of who gets it or where that care is received. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.